what's popping? Cubs are popping as we get ready for the Tuesday podcast. Looks like we're going to a game seven.
Just jinxed it.
I could have. You're right.
Going to the World Series.
Like, they should have called this after the Grand Slam.
Chapman's arm's going to fall off.
Yeah, we got definitely some interesting conversation to have on this. At least I think it'll be interesting. Mark's here from Berkeley. Maz here from St. Clair Shores, along with Joey. Jay from Plymouth. I'm Drew from Ferndale. This is the Drew and Mike Podcast. And the Cubs are, let's see, three outs away?
Yep.
From a, well, they're ahead 7-2 right now. And I don't see Cleveland scoring five runs in the ninth inning. So I think we can talk about a couple things. Right off the bat, I was stunned to see Chapman enter the game. Up five runs?
I think Theo called downstairs to Madden and said, hey, this guy's not going to re-sign with us next year. Use the hell out of him. Let's win this damn thing.
First of all, he threw 42 pitches the other night, which is the most he's ever thrown. I don't know how many he's going to...
That's not the most he's ever thrown. That's the most he's thrown this year.
No, I thought it was the most he'd ever thrown.
No, it's the most he's ever thrown.
Really?
Yes.
Because I was looking.
That's what I heard, but I didn't.
At his game log, and I swore he threw. How many did you say he threw in game five?
42.
I think he had. Well, I'll look it up. Go ahead. Carry on.
Because I don't know that he ever pitched. I'm not sure he's ever pitched more than two innings at a game before this year.
The most he's pitched was for the Reds, and I think he busted that record the other night.
Well, I heard, but I don't know. I could be wrong. It's a lot of pitches for him. Put it that way. If it's the most this year, it's still a lot of pitches. Now, he had a day off.
He had 42 on September 15th, 2015. He had 44 on July 19th of that year.
That was the Reds.
Well, still.
So 44.
It's the most this year.
So 44 is the most?
Hold on. The point is he threw a lot of pitches. Can we argue about that?
No.
Mark had to be right.
Well, you guys looked at me like I was nuts.
Well, I knew it was close to that if it wasn't that. And that's what I heard. Anyway, he threw a lot of pitches.
Well, he called him and told him
that's what he heard, Mark.
That's sure. Right.
He threw a lot of pitches. He's throwing, how many is he throwing tonight? Probably not that many.
Only like 11.
Oh, he's only throwing 11 pitches
tonight?
Yeah. He tripped over first base earlier. It looked like he jammed his knee. I bet you he's going to be hurting tomorrow a little bit.
Well, let me say this about that. He needs to learn his fucking craft to not cover first base in a World Series game.
The other night, he didn't run the first.
And he lets guys steal on him. I mean, 100% on him. He throws the ball 101 miles an hour. No one should steal on him. And yet they steal on him. They steal on him, not the catcher.
That's the Cubs' way.
It's ridiculous. I don't know what's going on in that organization between him and Lester and Arrieta, supposedly terrible at holding people on.
It's clearly their weakness.
Addison Russell opened the score. Well, not opened the scoring, but put the capper on this with a grand slam when they took Tomlin out and they brought in... Chad Otero. Three pitches in, he hits a granny. First shortstop to ever hit a grand slam in a World Series, by the way.
How about the fact, too, that Smoltz called it? Don't you like it when a color commentator breaks it down and said, this is a great matchup for Addison Russell. He likes the inside-up pitches, and next thing you know, boom!
He is on it.
Yeah. Let me say this. When you get down 2-0 with the bases loaded, you have to throw a strike. Mm-hmm. You can't, unless you've got amazing control, you can't be looking for the corner. You can't be throwing the ball in the black. You got to just throw it down the middle of the plate. And that's what happened. Second pitch was very close, but he called it a ball. And by being down 2-0 with the bases loaded, he had to throw the ball down the middle of the plate. And he did, and bam!
That's that.
He hit the tar out of it.
And how about that double Addison Russell in the first?
I don't know what's going on in the outfield with Cleveland.
The outfield is like a devil's triangle.
I saw three plays out there.
Chisenhall and Naquin.
Naquin.
Yeah. It's the two of them all night.
You know,
but it seems like Chisenhall's the one that's in the wrong, right?
Well, I'm not so sure about that because, well, first of all, the first ball landed a foot and a half from Naquin. He's a center fielder. He has priority over anyone. Right. If he calls the ball, that's his ball. Now, I don't know why he didn't call that ball, or if he did, maybe called it real late.
Well,
because Chisenhall is running to, I mean, every you go for the ball until somebody calls it.
Yeah. My girls were gasping. Dad, we make those mistakes too.
Now, Joey, didn't
it was
you say
a little league mistake?
Didn't you say Naquin called that ball?
The second one
he did that
absolutely
Gyllenhaal caught.
You take the mic, I'll take the megaphone.
Yeah, you need the microphone.
Yeah, the first one though, I thought clearly was Gyllenhaal's ball because he cut in, right there. They just showed the he cut in front of Naquin, which who does that if?
Well, it's his ball until Naquin calls him off. I mean, everybody goes after the ball.
Yeah, I mean that's true, but I've never seen it. You know, it was just so weird when they. You'll see Gyllenhaal cut in front. See, look, why is he going in front of him?
But he likes he stops though. Gyllenhaal does.
Well, I got the impression that Naquin called him off. That's the only.
Yeah,
thing.
That's the.
I don't know what to think. Why would you stop? We have a mic shortage. Don't be so immature about it. I mean, how else am I supposed to project?
I love
voice?
The megaphone. Can you play the horn, please?
Yeah, it does look like.
I don't
maybe,
think he ever called him off though.
I don't know because it looked like Naquin was just thinking that Gyllenhaal had the ball the whole time.
Yeah, but Gyllenhaal stopped.
You just call him Gyllenhaal.
What? Watch.
Yeah, I don't see Naquin going, I got it.
No, not at all.
But Naquin was pissed when he went in the dugout. He started complaining to his teammates.
Well, the
I
other.
Think he threw Gyllenhaal under the bus.
Well, I don't know what's going on out there, but there's some pathetic communication. And
there
I
they are.
Call it a choke because the World Series. They didn't seem to have any problems during the season. They're
it's the World Series.
Kids. All right. Welcome yeah, but that was ridiculous.
But isn't that going to go down with like?
Crush my glasses, Drew, with the megaphone.
Won't that go down with who's the first baseman in '97?
Bill Buckner?
No, it was the second base. Tony Fernandez. Remember Tony Fernandez had that error?
Yep.
In '97, that was a huge error. Although that was in Game 7, so
I tell you, Game 6 is a big, big game because if you fuck up Game 6, you put the pressure on yourself. Yep. And
it reminds
look at
me of 0-1. Totally, this game reminded me of 0-1
mm-hmm.
when the Yankees went into Arizona, up 3-2. They had just won with a Brocious home run.
Yeah, the after midnight home runs.
Yep. Or was that Jeter? It might have been Jeter that night.
Brocious had a tying home run, I think.
And Tino Martinez had a winner. Anyway, they were riding high. Andy Pettitte had the ball. And that was the night. You know what night this was, right?
It was Halloween, wasn't it?
It was Michigan State. It was... They stopped the clock when they shouldn't have.
Oh, that's right. And you weren't allowed to listen on the way home.
I rode home in the car with the guys from Michigan, and I couldn't wait to get home to watch the Yankees win the World Series, and instead they got absolutely routed 15-2, and then, of course, lost game number 7.
Cubs hit a dong?
Yeah.
Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo. So a 2-run homer. They go up 9-2.
Okay.
Some girl's pitching for the Indians. I don't know who that girl is. She needs a haircut.
She's pretty.
Well, I would have a girl out there, too. If Chapman pitches the ninth inning, Joe Madden should just resign tonight.
Mike Clevenger's very pretty. Shut up, Tom.
What do you think?
Look at that. Look at his hair, man.
Why would you pitch Chapman with a 5-run lead? Are you out of your mind?
All I have to do is, you know, you guys are saying that, but what do I always tell you? It's my go-to line. Don't you dare challenge Joe Madden.
He's been wrong, though. He's been proven wrong.
How's he wrong?
He's not perfect.
How's he wrong? He's pulling all the right strings.
We're allowed to second guess Joe Madden.
Bullshit.
That was not me.
Well, he's mixing up in the lineup work tonight.
You know, I thought
hasn't batted third for what? Since July, they said?
I like that move. I like putting Schwarber up there. I mean, generally, a guy that doesn't move that well, you'd rather have him further up in the lineup. But they needed to do something with that lineup, for crying out loud.
Well, analytics say your best hitter bats second, and look how he's been hitting the ball in that stadium, Schwarber.
Well, I don't know if I'd ever call Schwarber their best hitter, but...
Well, just the fact that he's hitting the ball really well in that stadium.
I personally prefer best hitter hit third, and Chris Bryant is definitely their best hitter.
Oh, easily.
But, the top of the lineup was fantastic tonight. First of all, Bryant hit that 0-2 pitch, which was right down the middle of the plate. How many times you see this? A guy throws a ball right down the middle of the plate on 0-2, and bam. I mean, you can't do that. That's crazy. You always, always, always throw something they can't hit. Make them fish. And he threw right down the middle of the plate. But the beauty of that at bat was that Bryant stayed back on that ball. He was looking for a breaking ball. You know, when a guy's looking for a fastball and he gets thrown a breaking ball like that, you'll see his weight's way out in front.
It looks goofy. It looks like a goofy swing.
You don't have any power. You'll pop it up. You might be lucky. If you're Cabrera, you might just rip a line drive to left field, but you won't hit the ball out of the park. And he stayed back. He was guessing breaking ball, which is kind of crazy when you got a guy throwing that hard. But he was right, hit the ball out of the park. And then I noticed Rizzo hit a curveball that singly at the second time up the middle. Mm-hmm. He really stayed back on that ball. And then Addison, that was a great piece of hitting by him, too. He just looked for that perfect pitch on 2-0. Yep. He could have taken. He could have said, well, hey, let me get a walk with the bases loaded. I mean, a lot of guys would take with 2-0 with the bases loaded, but he was aggressive, got the pitch he wanted, and hit it out of the park. So the Cubs are just doing everything right on offense. I didn't see Rizzo's home run. Did he pull it?
You know what? I didn't see. I saw him running around the bases.
Anyway, I got to say, the Cubs have all the momentum going into Game 7, and it's in Cleveland.
I don't think the Indians have a chance tomorrow. I don't think they have.
I have to disagree with you.
Not a chance.
Kluber.
I don't care.
Corey, what do you mean you don't care?
I don't care, but... No, I...
Is Hendricks pitching for the Cubs?
Yes.
Hendricks will go about 5 1/3 at the most.
I wanted the Indians to win this, but that 3-2 win the other night, that I just did.
Why?
I just did.
Why?
Why do you keep asking?
Are you an Indians fan?
Because you won't answer why.
First of all, I'm an American League fan. And
You're
I
an American League fan? Yeah. What do you mean American League fan?
I root for the AL.
Why?
Unless the Mets are in it, I'm rooting for the American League.
You have American League pride because the Tigers are in it, or because the Yankees are in the American League?
Yankees, Tigers, yeah. I'm an AL guy, and I'm an NFC guy in football.
But Tom, you realize if the Indians win...
Why is that weird?
Because it's weird.
You root for the NFC in the Super Bowl? It matters to you?
Yes, it matters.
If your team is in the Super Bowl, so you feel really good if the NFC wins the Super Bowl?
I like when the NFC wins the Super Bowl. I'm an NFC guy.
That's because you hate the Patriots. That's really what it is.
I don't know. They made another trade today, by the way.
Huh?
They traded that Jamie Collins yesterday.
Not a sports show.
Yeah. I know it's not a sports show. I just wanted to slip it in. Huh. How good would it be to, how good would it be to be a Patriots fan? I mean, just look at us. Those people.
Whatever.
They
don't know how good they have it. They really don't.
Tom, you realize if the Indians win, that every team in the division would have won a World Series more recently than the Detroit Tigers.
That is correct.
That's one reason I want them not to win.
Cleveland will have
your selfishness as a Tigers
fan. I just checked the weather for tomorrow. Of course, I went to my weather Doppler radar.
All right, what's the weather? You don't have to brag about your app.
It's beautiful tomorrow. 73 and sunny all day, 61
well, that's sheer
in the
luck.
Evening. How
Major
about
League
that?
Baseball deserves a 35-degree day.
They got 2 70-degree days to play these
good
World
for baseball.
Series games.
And Cleveland has their entire bullpen fully rested for the game. That's the advantage they'll have tomorrow. Although slight, sounds like Chapman didn't throw that many pitches. What did you say, 11 pitches?
That's what I thought it was.
Would you go an inning and a third and pitch 11?
I'll double check.
It's pretty good.
By the way, the last team to win the last two games on enemy territory, who do you think it was? Being down 3-2.
Was it Pittsburgh in 79?
Yes, it was. Right. We are family.
Yeah.
They beat the Orioles.
Bloop. That was a... That was a good series.
That was a really good series.
Yeah, Willie Stargell.
Remember all those uniforms the Pirates had back then?
Those crazy-ass hats.
They would change the color combinations of their uniforms.
No, it was a cool team. Dave Parker, Willie Stargell. Was Tecovy on that team?
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of their starting rotation.
They had kind of a
patchwork rotation. Wasn't Bert Blylevin in the rotation?
Candelaria was their number one.
Yeah.
Was Blylevin on
Blylevin, he definitely won a game in that series. I think he might have pitched long relief.
Wow.
Check it out.
I will.
I'm telling you. Blylevin won a game. Was Robinson? 15 pitches?
15, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bill Robinson. 4 strikeouts. Bill Robinson?
Yeah, he was on that team.
Wait, he's back on the mound for the ninth?
Whoa. No. No way.
Yeah, he's been pitching the whole time.
Yeah, he's back
what
on the mound.
What the fuck
the bottom of the
are
ninth.
You doing, Madden? Are you nuts?
He is.
He doesn't trust his
That's crazy. Fucking crazy. What is he doing? He's wasting his best asset.
He's only had 16 pitches. Maybe he's trying to teach him how to throw something other than 102 miles an hour.
I'm sorry.
It's rigged.
That's fucking stupid.
Rigged.
What if he gets hurt?
Which he almost did on that play, right?
Yeah. Tomorrow his knee will swell up.
I hope he throws his arm out right now. I hope his arm just pops up. It flies off.
I hope he gives up 7 home runs
in a row. I'm telling you, Theo called him and said, we're not using this guy next year. You just burn his ass out.
Yeah, burn his ass out for game 7?
Ruin game 7?
Ruin game 7?
He'll be fine tomorrow.
No, he will not be fine.
Laying it all on the line.
By the way, I
don't know what it'll be.
That's
insane.
Up in your kitchen,
I saw a new Cubs hat. You went out and got yourself a new Cubs hat?
I got a Cubs hat, yes. I got a few Cubs hats for my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Who got them for you?
Tested.
Nice.
Why, did you get him a Cubs hat and now you're worried you have to take it back to the store?
No, the girls did make you a Halloween bag.
Oh.
Oh, nice. Oh. Look at that little bag.
And they gave you good candy, too. I made sure of it.
Happy birthday, Halloween. True.
Now look at the back.
It's dump it out. Dump it out like a candy bag.
From Lily, Abby, and Maddie.
And they drew little balloons on there.
And Tommy.
Well, that's very nice. Would anyone like some candy?
You want to see the candy supply?
Well, dump it out. Let's see.
I see it.
Good stuff. They gave you some full-size candy bars in there.
Wow, that's a lot of calories right there. That's some serious. Go ahead.
So yesterday, you know.
Milky Way?
Taking Charlotte trick-or-treating. We come back, and of course, I just chowed on a shitload of candy.
What's your favorite?
I was so bummed out
by any Mounds, by the way? I didn't get one Mounds bar.
More Almond Joy, but I was
Did you go trick-or-treating?
Of course I did.
Was
a bag of your own?
No, I just went with the kids.
Sounded like it. I didn't get any Mounds bar.
I ate so much candy, and I was so disgusted by myself that all the latecomers to my house just made out because I was getting rid of everything. I'm like, I cannot have this stuff in the house because I will just eat it because I'm a fat pig. So I'm giving
Zappin's coming out now. Good. By the way.
Well, he gave up a hit.
By the way, remember yesterday I told you I was not going to be at home to man the snacks, so I left the bowl.
Yes.
Did you do the experiment?
What was the experiment?
We'll split out pretzels and candy and see which one.
I put pretzels and stuff in there as well. And I came home. How much was in the bucket left?
None.
Not one piece. Some rotten kid, took
of course.
It and dumped the whole damn thing.
We knew that was going to happen.
He's telling the story. Some fool left all this crap on his porch. So I took it off.
A single one.
And I egged his house. His name was Drew.
Except I left the pretzels, but his asshole left pretzels in there.
My friend Drew took all the candy like he said he was going to.
Rotten kid.
I got to tell you, I had probably 50 trick-or-treaters.
Oh, nice.
Did you have a lot?
You know what? I did the trick-or-treating, and then after when I got home, we had a good amount. We get a lot in Berkeley. You know, it's a good family city.
Ooh.
Okay, what's up? My first, let's see. I'd say my first 30 trick-or-treaters, I'd say 25 of them were black.
Yeah. Is that odd?
I've never seen a black child on this block.
Really?
Not that I care.
I had an adult ring my bell at like 10:15.
I had an adult, and
the car was warming up outside.
What'd you give them?
I didn't open the door.
Maybe they needed something.
I had some chick who
went
was probably
across the street when he was done with me.
Some girl was probably 6 feet tall, was trick-or-treating with no costume.
What? No costume?
Yeah, by herself.
Did you question her? Like Larry David did?
No, I just gave her a candy bar. She didn't say trick or treat. She didn't say thank you, nothing.
She just pulled
the bag out. I put a candy bar in, and she left. Her friend was waiting for her.
Wow.
And actually, you know what? Most kids did not say trick or treat. They just banged on the door.
I made them say it.
I should have done that.
I'm goofing around. I had a costume on, so. I had a kid make fun of my costume.
Were you to count?
Like a little 9-year-old made fun of my costume. And I pointed at Charlotte. I go, that's my daughter. That's why I'm a Care Bear. Getting in a fight with a kid on my porch.
I hate to even mention it because it seems so petty, but I just thought kids were really impolite.
Really?
I've never really noticed that in recent years, but it just seemed like no one said trick or treat. No one said thank you. No one said anything. It was like they just came to the door, they wanted the candy, and they left. A lot of kids grabbed a bowl. They're grabbing.
Really?
Yeah, kids are fucking grabbing in the bowl.
Where was their mother?
Well, some of them had parents who were telling them to say thank you, and actually a couple kids said thank you when their parents prompted them.
Yeah.
But other than that, and then get this, there were kids who were probably 7 or 8 years old who didn't even have a costume.
Oh, really?
How old is this kid?
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Could they not afford one?
I don't know.
Anybody can put a sheet.
A
ghost.
You can have a
Charlie Brown
expensive costume.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt sorry for him. Actually,
doesn't
I felt
mom
bad.
Have some
like,
makeup?
Why,
go
what?
As an adult.
And I'm not
go
blaming.
Go home to mommy.
I'm not blaming these kids. Obviously, their parents.
Oh no, they've got
don't
have
care
a
if they thank anybody for their candy or say trick or treat or whatever the hell or have a costume or don't have a costume. I just was surprised.
Oh, that's a
that anybody
bummer.
Would
that's
send a 7-year old out without a costume.
That's a bummer. I think it's bullshit. People didn't say thank you or trick or treat.
Well, you know they don't have to thank you. I mean, trick or treat something, some interaction.
They do have to say thank you.
They should.
They're getting something for free.
Brought up right, you say.
Yeah, you know what?
Trick or treat and thank you very much. They compliment their house. My kids compliment the decorations and all of that. I'm not saying you have to do that, but
that sounds
do.
Phony, then.
But that's what they do. Like little Eddie Haskell's.
I tweeted about it last night, and Somebody said, "Did you always say thank you when you trick or treated?"
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Defending bratty kids. And I said, "Yeah, I think I did." And I thought about it and I realized something. I knew most of the people whose houses I went to.
Yeah,
right.
They were my neighbors, and I had a paper route, so I knew a lot of people around me. But it wasn't like this completely unfamiliar thing. These kids, I'd never seen any of them anywhere, which I don't expect to see a ton of kids.
What paper
will
you deliver?
A Chicago Tribune and Sun-Times.
Nice.
Is that important?
I just wanted to know.
Was that a worthwhile interruption?
I was a big newspaper fan. I just wanted to know what you said.
Newspaper fan.
I delivered them both from on foot as a 10-year-old till I was like 13. Oh, awesome. And then I delivered them from the car when I was in, I was going to be a freshman in college and fell asleep.
I delivered the Hudson Dispatch and the New York Daily News.
The Hudson Dispatch?
Oh, wow. Do you hate the Post today because of that?
Do I hate the Post? No, I love the Post.
Oh.
Why would I hate the Post?
Well, I don't know. You root for AL teams because
I like my New
you
York
like the
papers.
Yankees. I don't know.
I like my Detroit papers and my New York papers. I love the Chicago papers, especially the Sun-Times.
Enough.
Because it was like a magazine type thing. Before I like the Philadelphia Daily News,
you're
big on my thing.
Before we leave the subject, who likes Chicago tomorrow in Game 7?
I think they'll dominate.
I actually do.
I think they dominate. I think they broke Cleveland's back tonight.
I have to tell you, I was going into tonight, I thought the Cubs would win Game 6, and I thought Kluber would win Game 7. I just had this ugly feeling. Wouldn't it be so, as a Cubs fan, would it be fitting almost to have the Cubs lose in 7 games in the World Series?
Yeah, that's true. But, in the storybook of Kluber pitching, you know,
1-4-7, yeah, like Lolich and Gibson.
And Francona rolling the dice with it.
But after seeing this performance tonight, I really feel like there's a huge momentum swing in this series. The Cubs are swinging the bats really well tonight.
And what have we, and what has Madden even said? You know, once they start hitting, they're going to start hitting.
Well, it looked like they
have 0 or 8.
A couple
like
times in the Dodgers series, the Giants series, mm-hmm. and in the World Series, I thought it looked like the Cubs were coming out of their slump and only for them to go right back into it. But hopefully this time. I don't know. I got to tell you, Bryant hitting home runs.
Oh, here's the rally.
Bryant hitting home runs on consecutive nights is pretty encouraging.
Was that Hayward that throw?
Rizzo swing.
He got thrown out
from the corner.
He's down 7 runs and he's trying to take an extra base and got thrown out.
Well, that should have been an easy double.
This is some of the dumbest baseball I've ever seen in my life. The Cleveland Indians are playing so stupid tonight.
Well, it's a throwaway game now.
I mean, when you're down.
What's the difference?
You still play smart. You play the way you've been taught to play. You play the way a major leaguer plays all the time.
But
when you're down 7 runs, you don't take extra bases. Your run means nothing.
Come on, though. That's just a great throw by Hayward.
Oh, he's a great defensive outfielder.
It's a great throw, but you don't take chances when you're down 7 runs because your run means nothing. And earlier in the game, when Cleveland was down 3-0, and also when they were down 7-0, they weren't taking pitches. They were up there swinging at the first pitch. Some guys were. I just thought they played stupid. The outfielders played like idiots all night.
I think they got their back broke tonight. That's why I'm saying that.
But I don't understand the lack of – I mean, why are they playing like complete morons, like they've never seen a baseball before? What is that about?
I don't know. How did they swing on first pitch Arrieta last time? Because he is notorious for getting the first pitch strike. So maybe they, you know –
I'm not sure, but when you're down a bunch of runs, you definitely want to start thinking about getting on base any way you can. And there were, you know, or maybe it was 2-1 or 3-2, and guys were swinging at balls out of the strike zone. Just not really smart baseball.
Well, definitely not in the field tonight.
No. So, you know, can they turn it around in 24 hours? The nice thing is it's one game. They got one more chance. But I don't know. I think this is going to – I feel like the Cubs have the momentum. And I'm saying that when they're in Cleveland. I mean, you'd think that home field would mean so much. But I feel like I still understand Chapman. Oh, Strop's out there now.
Yeah.
When did they take Chapman out?
After he gave up the hit. He gave up a hit without an out.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go with the Cubs, too. So, Joe, did you say Cubs?
I'm going Cubs.
Cubs? Jay?
Cubs.
Cubs? All right.
Fine. I want to see the Tribe win. I do.
So what's your prediction?
So
Cubs will beat them.
Okay. Kwame Kilpatrick has somehow made his way back into our world. I mean, just overnight, we're besieged with this moronic petition, which is the most poorly written, idiotic document.
Did you sign it?
No, I've not signed it.
Of course, because no one, hardly anybody has signed it. What, 15,000 people have signed it?
I think it's 17,000 now.
But okay, well, it went up a whopping 2,000 once it got press.
Where'd they find these people?
I don't know.
They brainwashed? Are these people just...
Are they standing on the corner, like in front of restaurants, downtown Detroit?
No.
It's online, isn't it?
It's an online petition. I think people just sign online petitions because they're online petitions.
Right.
You know, they just sound good, and it's easy to do because you're sitting on a computer.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Yeah, I don't think they give it much thought.
But, you know, the amazing thing about this petition is a couple things. One, for clemency, you have to be in jail 5 years.
Yeah.
And he won't be in 5 years till 2018.
Yeah.
So the petition is pointless. You know, and
maybe that's why people signed it. They knew it was pointless.
No, they don't know. They think they're helping him get out. I mean, I really believe they think that. And I think the people, the amazing thing, though, is.
Why do you want to help this jerk?
I can't fathom. I honestly
don't know.
I can't think of a reason in the world why you'd want it. He's not.
Unless you're on his payroll.
Payroll? Payroll from what? I mean, this guy doesn't. I don't know that he has a lot of income going anymore. I don't think he does.
Unless you were never on know. His payroll, I
you
guess.
Gotta, yeah, that's what I mean. Unless you. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. You have to be in jail 5 years to get clemency. So it's a pointless petition. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if anyone signs it. Why is the media covering it like it's this important event that actually has a legitimate shot or some kind of a chance?
Well, because Kwame brings eyeballs.
Wouldn't you think it would make sense for the media to point out this petition has zero chance of becoming a reality?
Yeah.
I'm kind of stunned
about that yet.
I have not heard a word about it. I looked it up today, and when I read it about three times because I thought, wait, nobody's even said this. And then I was reading comments, and I saw two commenters said the same thing. They said this petition is pointless because it's not possible. And I thought, why are people commenting here saying this? Why am I reading this? And why is no one else saying it? I mean, wouldn't you think this story would lose an awful lot of interest?
Yeah.
If it's without point?
Well, maybe that's why it's not mentioned, because then it totally ruins the story.
There's one other, well, that's true. And he does know, and I'm being naive about this. Of course, everyone from Channel 7 of Detroit News knows that if somebody sees Kilpatrick in the headline, they're going to read it. And yeah. And I did too. And well, to be honest,
talking about it too.
I ran into radio, and we're talking about it now. So, okay.
Plus, it ties Obama into it, you know.
Although he won't be a part of it in
no.
2 more years.
You know, I suppose.
Well, it's funny. I'm looking.
Maybe it's possible that you can get that. There's probably some way to get the 5 years waived. So maybe it's plot. Maybe it is.
I'm looking at the Detroit News article that they posted the other day.
Yeah.
And 1, 2, 3, the fourth paragraph, they talked to one legal expert, and he says the case is still quite recent. He's only served a small portion of his sentence. He would have a much better chance a few years from now. 3 years is very unlikely to have a review in this case.
Well, it's not even. It's not even legally. Well, there's two problems.
That's not even possible. You have to spend five.
Well, I think you can get it waived, so it's possible. Oh, okay. I guess it is possible.
But
the other thing, though,
unlikely.
Is wait. But here's why it's impossible.
Okay,
you have to express remorse.
Well,
you have to express remorse, and you have to be rehabilitated. And he is neither.
Well, what's funny is he expressed remorse at the end of the trial
before the sentencing. Yeah.
Then he just came out with that Facebook posting where, you know,
six months ago
or
something. Yeah, where he said it was racist. It was a conspiracy. And he didn't do anything wrong.
Quame could just say that I didn't write that. I'm in jail. I can't write nothing. Right. He could say that.
But we know it's not true. And I knew he had no remorse. He has no remorse. If he ever expresses remorse, I want him on a lie detector because I know he'll be lying.
The only remorse he has is that he got caught.
Of course.
I don't even know if he is. Well, yeah.
Well, he is.
Yeah, but I got caught.
But honestly, no. He was offered a deal. He could have gone to jail for 10 years, and that wasn't good enough. He thought, all we need is one juror.
Yeah.
You know they were thinking that. They just need one maverick juror. That's all they need. They got jury consultants. They're looking for that one.
Well, didn't Bobby get one maverick juror? Bobby Ferguson? Wasn't he the one that got the one juror and he got thrown out?
In his previous trial over, that was another case entirely.
Yeah.
But it was similar. Yeah, he got one juror who, by the way,
had
lied to get on the jury, had a felony, should not have been on the jury. And why isn't that guy in jail, by the way?
I don't know. Was it a guy?
Nice wasting.
I thought it was a woman.
It was a woman, you're right.
Yeah.
But, you know, nice wasting. How many people wasted months of their life on that stupid trial? And then this jackass says, nope, absolutely not. Nope, 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 nope.
No matter what.
And as I recall, it was kind of a jury nullification thing where they didn't give a reason. Yep. They just said, nope, absolutely not going to change my mind. Forget it. The wording of this petition is maybe the most disgusting thing.
Oh, yeah, please.
The petition is by a group calling itself the People for the Release of Kwame Kilpatrick. The former mayor did wrong, but the sentence is too harsh. He gave the city hope again, brought investments in, and he truly did make a positive impact in a community that had been headed for destruction since the 50s.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I like Ben Schmidt there for a second. Isn't that guy's name?
Let us remember, we're not talking about a career criminal. We're talking about a man with multiple degrees who rose to mayor in one of the major cities in the country when he could have fled the ruins of Detroit and taken his talents to Washington or the private sector. Like LeBron, he could have taken his talents to Washington.
Shut up. Who wrote this?
It's LeBron James on the byline. Oh, my God.
And then he committed plenty of felonies whilst in being the mayor.
He's a lawyer. He knew the law. He broke the law many, many times. He lied under oath. How many times did he lie? Did he commit perjury?
He was disbarred, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was disbarred. But remember, he was charged with perjury, and then he lied again. He lied multiple times. He lied every time. Oh, my God. Don't get me started on this. I did not need this. Instead, he took the reins of a sinking ship and did a better job than anyone could have expected. What? What? What are you talking about?
Talk about the bar being
low. What are you talking about?
What a low bar.
One of the people to sign the petition is Yolanda McNabb of... Oh, can you look up... Oh, it's too late to call Yolanda McNabb.
I don't know. She could be up.
This is the Late Late Show.
Should we try Yolanda McNabb?
She might want to talk just because it's about Queen.
She's in Oak Park.
Oh.
Yolanda McNabb in Oak Park.
Just go to her house.
It's MCNAB.
She probably watched the game anyway. She's probably still
Yolanda.
Up. Let's see what Yolanda McNabb said. I'm sure I'm going to agree with her. We're talking about a man.
Stay with me, babe.
We're talking about a man with multiple degrees who rose to mayor in one of the major cities in the country when he could have. Oh wait, that's her quote.
Yeah, because people with multiple degrees don't commit felonies.
If Release Kilpatrick could be given the opportunity to work for the state and city government to educate young politicians on the slippery slope of corruption, are you kidding?
He would never do that.
He did anything.
Never.
No, he would never do that.
What a joke!
Oh my God.
She must know him or like him.
Let's see. Obama visited federal prison in Oklahoma, but had no plans to meet with the mayor. I don't think Obama likes him at all. I really don't. Let's see what else the petition says. He's not eligible for a pardon because he's still serving the federal prison sentence. Pardon applicants must wait 5 years of a sentence over to ask for one. Kilpatrick's also an unlikely candidate for pardon because the requirement is to accept responsibility for your crime, which, yeah, okay, thank you. I thought there was more about the... Oh, wait, the online petition author acknowledges Obama has issued 46 pardons to inmates. There are too many black men in prison today. Many who were released may or may not make an impact. Let's not keep a good one in there. Who's to say he's a good one? He's not a good one. He's a complete narcissist.
Most of these sentences that Obama has overturned, well, not overturned, what's the word, commuted, have been drugs.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of a bipartisan issue.
Why didn't he get your guy out then?
Because it's not a federal case.
Kwame can make an impact on so many people the day he walks out of prison. Yeah, like the time he got in the private jet to fly. What an arrogant
fly down
motherfucker.
To Dallas or whatever.
He's got bodyguards and a private jet waiting for him when he got out of jail. Who in the hell was going to fuck with him when he got up? No one even knew he was getting out. And he is
I think he's the kind of guy that just asks for stuff and people give it to him. So then he starts
expecting
it.
His mom paid for that.
Oh, that's
Mommy
right.
Mommy paid for that. She actually is responsible for this monster.
Is she docking his allowance?
His dad's not much better.
No.
No, God, he's not. No. But his mother called him the chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought it, apparently. Thank you in advance for your support, and peace be with you for reading. Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
And meanwhile, Carlita was also in the news because Rochelle Riley was writing about some church event she spoke at, and she interviewed her. She would not speak about Kwame.
And most of her comments were about the big-headed boys.
About getting therapy and starting over and being positive and all this bullshit. And frankly, I want an apology from that bitch.
There is one line in the whole speech that she gave. She said, there are things, she's talking about the kids, there are things they once were able to have that they cannot now have in places that they were able to go that they cannot now go. So just that shift in having them understand that you're not what you wear. You're not a status symbol. It's how you are on the inside. Do you think she felt that way when they were buying her a new Navigator?
God, no. Absolutely not. No, she was a completely arrogant bitch.
Of course she was.
She took cops with her everywhere. Remember, she parked illegally, yes. And people asked him, no, no, no. You know who she is? You know who I am?
So once again, it's only because her husband got caught, and of course she, you know, went along with it. She benefited from it. So now it's about how you are on the inside now. What a joke.
Hey, Jay, can you print comments for the Quame story, too? I think this bitch should be in the can with him, frankly.
Alita?
Yeah, honestly.
Well, she should be in jail down in Texas for stealing out of the petty cash.
That's right.
Yeah. Busted. What did she do?
She stole out of the petty cash from the... She worked for the town.
She was working at a rec center. Yeah, and they caught her on camera taking money out of petty cash.
How much
Well, she never turned the money in. It was in her desk, and she was supposed to turn it in weeks before that. As soon as it came in, you turned it in. She had like 3 weeks worth of money sitting in the desk. It was like $400 or something. Wow.
She got blown out. She's working at a car dealership now, though.
But remember...
What's she doing? Selling?
Probably. Don't you think?
I can't see her selling cars. I think it's beneath her.
Wouldn't it be ironic if it was a Lincoln dealership?
Maybe.
I mean, she knows a lot about Navigators.
She, if you remember, when he was a state rep, this was the first thing he did.
I forgot
that grant for $137,000. Half of it went to her.
Mm-hmm.
And some bullshit organization she claimed where she was speaking to young girls about self-esteem, some bullshit like that.
President of whatever that group was, the group which was just her that got the grant.
Yeah, and so he threw $70,000 at her.
I forgot about that.
And the grant was not supposed to go. No one was ever knew when he was given that money or that grant. It was never in advance claimed that this money was going to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And her bullshit organization. Find me one woman she ever influenced.
Wasn't it run out of her brother's house? Wasn't it run out of the house?
The Kilpatrick Civic Fund was run out of Kwame's sister's house. And she paid herself $4,500 a month for
rent.
The office.
Yeah. What a scam.
All of them should have been thrown in prison.
I know. But they got
scum.
They got the big fish. They got the lean.
And all the money came from contractors, of course, who want to do business with us. I mean, oh God, just disgusting. Let's see what people say about. Let's see what nice things people.
They went asked about her former husband. By the way, she was asked if they were still married. She paused, looked down, smiled, and said, "That's a personal question." Where's the money hidden? Where's the money hidden, Carly?
Yeah, where's all the cash? What backyard do you bury that in? Here's somebody's Michael Yanuk says, "I'm still questioning how she has a job as a columnist. She writes such crap," referring to Rochelle Riley.
Well, I'm still pissed about her column 2 days ago about The Walking Dead and the FCC.
Oh, that was ridiculous. Stupid.
Just because she has some weird high moralistic standard for television, she needs to impose it upon.
Remember Rochelle about a year ago?
Caldwell Club.
She defend the Coach Caldwell Club.
Yeah. not because he's a good coach, because he's a nice man.
Right.
And I wondered, how often have they met? How many times do they work together on something? Because that was never disclosed in the column.
Why is this an article? It's not like she's the first person to have run the family when Dad goes to jail. Why aren't you out there interviewing the everyday people who have to deal with this? It's not like Carlita didn't know what her scumbag husband was doing. Shame on you.
Yeah, but we wondered where she was and how she was living.
I still found the story completely annoying.
No, but we know where she is and what she's doing for a living.
I think it would have been nice if she'd at least mentioned where she landed in this whole thing, which was she supported him 100% and felt everything. He was innocent of everything. And not to mention the fact, did she not look at that bank account where he was putting more cash in his bank account than he earned over that period of time? Now, what you earn is, of course, divided by what you get 60% of what you earn if you're paying taxes.
Making, yeah.
And somehow they're managing to put more money in the bank than he earned over a five-year period. He earned, I think, $800,000, and they put $1.4 million in the bank somehow?
Idiots.
How did that work?
Well, that is the
Not
dumbest.
To mention all the cash deposits, all things he paid cash for.
Yeah.
Carlita's a faker. Remember that fiasco at the church when Kwame confessed his affairs with his girlfriend? She was holding the hand of her crook husband throughout. She knew of all the corruption.
That's the you done set me up for a comeback, wasn't it?
Yep, yep, yep.
When's that happening?
You done set me. Oh,
was it that speech?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. Okay. Anything to stay in that mansion. She's no better than him and probably should be in jail herself. Thank you. A detestable woman. What's this? This guy.
What did he used to tell white boy Rick in jail?
Oh, that's right, Tom. Yeah. Rick would see him. Rick Hershey would see him walking around.
Oh, yeah, he would try to give him some tips on what to do.
He just said he didn't get it. He didn't get how serious this all was. Like, probably because he's always gotten away with whatever he's gotten away with. Either probably when he was a little kid by mommy, and then as he got older, got away with everything.
Go home to mommy.
Go home to mommy. This is where comments go crazy in a story like this.
Oh, great.
I mean, tell me, explain why this is. I know of far bigger criminals than Carlita's husband, George W. and Dick Cheney, for starters. They've gotten off scot-free after perpetrating the worst war crimes in recent memory. How about the white-collar criminals who are responsible for the 08 crash? I don't like KP at all, but it wouldn't bother me if he's pardoned when taking this into consideration.
Okay.
Nick Tilt. Next comment. I know a far bigger criminal as well. Hillary Rodham Clinton!
I knew that was going to be after that one.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
What an election.
Election be done.
What an election.
Next week, Rochelle will be writing about corrupt principals to feel sorry for. She's working on the race card plays into that. You mean the race card's been around for over 400 years?
What?
Yeah, people are getting a little off the hook here, but...
Whatever.
Carlita Kilpatrick begins her own new life, and no one cares! Glad she's able to move on. Strawberry is still dead. Carlita hit her with a 2x4, remember?
Yeah, well, was it a 2x4 or was it a table?
I thought it was a table leg. Yeah, it was a table leg. You're right.
Yeah.
Carlita did her in?
Yeah, she hit her with a table leg. She just ripped.
Stop.
She took a table, ripped the leg off, and went wham!
Wow. And then they had it covered up.
Then she and Kwame cut up the body.
Yep. And threw it in the Detroit River.
Yep. That's it. Okay.
That's not what happened at all.
I don't need to read the book.
Here's a Jake Lesnar writes, was she convicted of anything? Why is this up for discussion? The next person writes, because Rochelle has nothing else to do.
Well, she's got the Coach Caldwell Club.
Yeah, and apparently she has plenty of time to spend talking to the FCC.
Yeah, what a pile of shit.
Well, what I...
Who cares about these people?
A lot of comments.
Just sick of hearing about them.
A pile of comments.
Just getting started. We didn't have the Kwame comments out yet. Jay's about to print them.
Oh, no. We don't have enough ink. We do not have enough ink for that.
Oh. I'm so glad you got rid of those.
There's more.
I admit it. I kind of wanted to hear like an interview with her just to see like where she is and what was going on, but she never interviewed her. It was just that she gave a speech. A bullshit speech at that.
Well, do you think that Rochelle Riley asked her one difficult question?
No, I don't even know if she was there, to tell you the truth.
Like, did you notice that there seemed to be an awful lot of cash in your various accounts? Did you think it was strange when Kwame wrote checks off the Kilpatrick Civic Fund for your fancy schmancy vacations to Hawaii and Florida?
See, this is what sucks about having a columnist write that, because they don't have to present the other side at all. And she certainly doesn't present the other side at all.
I would have liked ML Elric to do that.
That's what
interview.
I mean. Or an actual reporter. Whatever.
Good so, did you happen to see the Steve Gazina in court, the guy that killed the Detroit cop?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Charlie's got his cook-off on Saturday for first responders.
At the zoo.
Yeah, it's at the zoo. It's noon to four. Noon to four, right, Joe?
You got it.
And they raised a lot of money last year, and this year, with the death of Myron Jarrett, Detroit cop, it's even more important to raise money because this family, believe it or not, I personally don't believe it. It's true. The city does not pay for the funeral of a cop killed in the line of duty.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know, is there another city that doesn't pay for this? I just can't, I honestly can't believe that there's another city that doesn't pay for this.
They didn't pay for Sergeant Captain Stiles?
No.
No. Money had to be raised for that. Hmm. And that's one of the things we'll be raising money for here in addition to helping the family.
The firefighters as well, right?
Yeah, firefighters as well.
Yeah.
And if you, a couple of you said they want to submit chili. If you're not a first responder, you can't submit chili. So sorry about that. But you can go eat chili. And let's see what else. $10 to get into the zoo, $10 to get into the tent where the chili challenges take place. It's all part of the support for the first responders. And all proceeds go to the family of fallen Detroit Police Department. Captain the Shark, Ken, how do you pronounce his last name? Ken Style, yeah. Yep. And now there's been an addition too with the death of Officer Jarrett. So. It was a lot of fun last year. A lot of cool people there.
Mm-hmm.
2016's been not a good year.
It's been the worst.
Yep. No, it really has been a shit year.
I went to the zoo today, so I'm setting everything up.
What a perfect
day
to go.
Ooh, people, lots of people go to the zoo, Jay.
Did your wife make you go?
No, she was taking Charlotte, so I said I'd go. Charlotte was a total jerk while we were there.
Really?
What'd she do?
I don't know. She's being a jerk.
Did you use a stroller or is she walking?
It depends. Whatever she decides in at any second. Sometimes she's in the stroller. Sometimes she's walking.
How's the new Penguarium?
Sometimes she's on my shoulders. I think it's nice. Charlotte just walks right through it and just goes, says, keep moving. Keep moving as she's walking through it.
There was nothing that really fascinated her in the entire zoo or captured her imagination.
Oh, there is. Yeah, the carousel.
Oh, the carousel.
The carousel. I don't know. She likes, she likes the animals. It just depends. No, train's for wusses, man. You got to walk the whole zoo.
All right. Sometimes.
Oh, you know what she likes? What a weirdo. She likes the snakes. She likes the
snakes, really?
She likes the reptile house.
No kidding.
How about the prairie dogs?
That is weird.
We didn't go over there today. She's a weirdo, Drew.
The van driver, though, who caused this accident that killed this officer.
Oh, yeah, that turd.
In court, this guy looked so whacked. And he was whacked. He'd been on a crack bender, been to multiple crack houses with this girl, whoever he's looking for, and I guess she finally found her.
She a prostitute? I mean, there's some speculation that she was. Was she not? Okay. Or
I don't think it was officially declared that she was, but
okay.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like a checker W-2?
Yeah, I would
declare.
I would not want to be her accountant when it came time to do taxes. I would not want to sign off on her W-2 form. Let me
not off the book money.
Just a feeling. I'm just guessing, and it's all alleged at this point. I don't know what the girl's up to. I'm just going by some irresponsible speculation. But this guy in court, he's on video, and he's like blinking really fast and just looking completely whacked out. And I have a feeling this guy had not been off crack in a long time.
No, he's probably feeling it right about now, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I bet he's feeling really shitty. He had a blanket on. Did you notice he had a blanket around himself?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he was obviously having some chills.
Oh,
he was getting real hot and real cold.
Oh, boy.
Real often. And then there was the guy. Did you see the guy who's had his license suspended 53 times?
No.
In Ferndale?
That's such a thing as that.
Yeah. Wait, did he just get busted again?
Yes. Yeah, he just got in a car accident, and his mugshot's wild. He's like going, a really weird face.
Boy, did he hurt anybody this time?
Let me wait and see which. No, he didn't. I don't think he hurt himself, but he got in a hell of a wreck.
Oh, boy.
And that was on the heels of another.
Fucking driving. Why? Oh, whatever.
God, I know I wrote that down somewhere. Where that is. I think it was on the news today. Like it.
The story of the crack guy, the cop killer crack guy.
Yeah.
Shaking reminded me of John Daly in the 30 for 30.
Oh, yeah. How was John Daly's 30 for 30? I was dying to see that. I recorded it.
Excellent. It's really short. But did you know?
It's short?
It's only an hour. And they seem like they're like an hour and a half to 2 hours now. But I don't ever remember this tournament. Where he was out there wearing a jacket in like 80-degree weather, just sweating and shaking.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I don't remember that at all. But
and he eventually freaked out and left the tournament, didn't he?
He
quit on like the eighth hole or something.
He left on so many different times.
What was he, like 14 over on one hole?
No, there was one time when he was talking about how he's like, I never drank during a golf tournament or a PGA event. He goes, now I've been hungover. And I've been drunk from the night before, staying out till 4 or 5 a.m., but I've never drank on the course. And he goes, although, except one time I did at the L.A. Open, I drank, or I didn't drink. It was a real slow tournament. I played the back nine, and I was four over. So I went in the locker room, chugged four beers, came out and shot four under, nice. Which kind of only idled him along because he would play so bad. He's like, well, I need to be, if I was buzzed right now, sure. I'd be killing it.
Boy, did he play good that one time at the British Open, huh?
Yeah. Well, in the first tournament he ever won, the 91 PGA
U.S. Open, wasn't it? Or PGA?
I think it was the PGA, yeah.
I remember the British Open mostly for him.
Hey, this guy, the Ferndale guy was at 6:03 on the Channel 4 News at 6 o'clock tonight, right after the story about the DMC valet that lost this lady's car for 6 days. Did you see that story? That story's actually hilarious,
except
I feel bad for the lady.
The amazing thing is that he lost it for only 6 days. How did they find it after 6 days?
Because an elderly man realized that he had valeted almost the exact same car.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Brought it back, but the car was like dented all over the place. It had a headlight that was broken. It looked like it had been on a joyride for about 6 days, actually.
Oh,
and
so
the medication
the
was stolen out of the glove compartment.
Okay, so the
kid's
the
birthday
real story.
Gifts were stolen.
Okay,
yeah, looked like a valet just decided to party for a few days.
Yeah.
But they said an elderly man returned.
I say
it.
That's got to be tempting. You go to valet a car, you find all these medication and kids' gifts in there. How can you not?
Yeah, how can you beat that
6 day bender?
How'd they get an elderly man to take the fall?
Well, no one has seen the elderly man. They just said that.
He was last seen wandering down
some 90-year-old guy being paid to act.
I drove the car. Listen, old man, the cops are going to try to shake you down.
Listen, here's $50. Take the hit.
We should look at that. Did you see Carmen and Bernie rolling in the D?
Yeah. It was basically the promo.
No, they gave away the whole story in the promo.
There was nothing added other than that they crashed a cookout.
That was I get the impression, were they making fun of the story when they came back from it, kind of, sort of?
Oh, I don't think they would ever make fun of that story. It was so touching.
I thought maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure I'm probably wrong about that. They wouldn't. I guess you're probably right. I thought they were I don't know. I thought there was a little inside joke there on the set, but because it was
they were made to do it.
Maybe. Well, they were made to do it. You know there was a meeting where they said, okay, Carmen's only got 3 weeks left. We've got to take advantage of Carmen's departure after 38 years. We've got to come up with some stupid story ideas.
The dumbest thing we can come up with.
Carmen to the city and show how Channel 4 has been a part. Because her driving around in her car with Bernie Smilovitz in the passenger seat going, my city,
dumb.
My city.
Dumb. And honestly,
can we
call
Bernie and ask
what?
Him? Let's call
no.
Bernie.
No.
Bernie would have to. He'd have to toe the company line.
By the way, I think they went from, you know where Channel 4 is downtown? Was it on Lafayette or whatever?
Yep. Yeah.
I think they just drove to Belle Isle and back.
I think you're right.
They didn't seem to be driving.
I forgot they were downtown. That's right. They're right downtown by the casino.
It didn't seem like they went very far at all.
What did they show? You know, they acted in the promo like they're going to drive by all Carmen's favorite haunts in the city or something.
Well, they have a shot of the DIA, but they don't show them driving by the DIA.
They drove to Belle Isle. And what else did they show?
Nothing.
So what was she my city-ing about?
I don't know. The ride down Jefferson?
Are you on the 6 o'clock?
No, I was going to show Tom the story.
Oh, rolling in the D?
Yeah.
That's
I think Tom will like it.
Tom will probably like it. You're right.
Well, there's the awkward high five. That might have been my favorite part.
Tom might say,
why would I like this?
I think you're going to say, what's wrong with that? Okay. That's my prediction. But
I
could
Bernie.
Be wrong.
I'm a Bernie guy.
That's why. Okay. What do you like?
Just dig him. He's a good guy.
I think Bernie's okay.
I think he's a good guy. I've never laughed at one of his jokes.
38 years, even though she's just going to turn 39 this week.
You couldn't even get that out.
Like, that joke was dumb.
The best and worst news is always delivered with class, thoughtfulness, and unparalleled grace. But what makes Carmen Carmen? Well, we found out as we drove
to
the city.
A quick ride down to Belle Isle and back.
You don't mind if I drive?
Where am I going, in the back? You drive.
You want me to drive?
Sure.
All right. Hey, high five.
Watch that high five. She used two hands. Bernie had one up. Very awkward. This is not her car, by the way.
This is
oh, it's not?
Automatic in the city.
No, I don't know. Is it Bernie's car, you think?
He said you drive.
I thought it was her car.
I just assumed that they both owned foreign cars and didn't want to be seen in a non-domestic car.
Perhaps.
Good point.
It's hard.
Is that cynical
around.
Of me? Okay. Sweet Mustang.
What is up with this?
Go around this stuff. Get in the left lane. Go. Show
the highlight is her passing a bus.
There you go. Lay some rubber.
You're a New Yorker.
There you go. Here we are. Take it into a... Go, 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 go. Race this bus. Take this bus. You can take this bus, Carmen.
No, I don't want to.
This is on the news.
What the fuck?
You,
That,
why would they? Why do they use that?
Let it breathe.
Because the drive was 5 minutes, Drew.
I think he gave you just shit. You were number one.
Now that you're seeing the greenery, this is the first entrance into the island, or onto the island. It's really changed a lot since the state has taken over it.
You a little misty-eyed, Maz? This is Carmen City.
This is a drive down memory lane.
I wish somebody invited us to a barbecue.
I'm not getting misty.
You
want to
just go and
Let's
introduce
go
ourselves?
Crash it, yeah. We've come to crash your picnic. Is that okay?
How are you?
Carmen knows everyone. Oh my God!
Carmen got city. A new car, and so she's taking me for a ride.
You say she got a new
so
car?
She says, "Come."
Yeah, but not
come
really.
To Belle Isle. So I said, "Okay."
He doesn't get here often.
All
right. Bye. God, they're only with those people for 10 seconds. That wasn't very nice.
All right, let's get back. Let's get back to the studio.
Well, what a beautiful part of town that was to drive through.
The city's energy level increasing ever so slowly.
Oh, yeah.
But in a very positive direction. Oh, my
See?
Goodness.
They're not driving by any of those. Those are all
my
still
city,
shots.
My city. I'm
beautiful.
Glad that.
I know there's
I
life.
Can't tell you that.
This must really touch you.
It makes me feel so
This
good
must really touch you.
To see it come back in so many wonderful ways.
What do you think you'll miss most about not doing TV?
No, I think what I'm going to miss the most
Here comes the
is
big line.
That ability to create that magic.
The paycheck.
Oh, that we do
God, yes.
once we're on the air.
Oh,
and
oh.
that, to me, I think is, you know... has always been something I've looked forward to. It's not fair to scare, depress, and not give them something
I'm so
else
glad they're in a car for this piece.
To feel good.
It adds so much.
It's just not. And
there's
every time I'm on the air, I remember that. Yeah, there's some stories we have
it's
to
really
do,
poignant.
But we also have a responsibility to make them feel good about being
Bernie just wants
with
to deliver
for
his
the
joke.
Past 15, 20, 30 minutes.
You're ready to laugh, man.
Do you think, like, at 5 o'clock every day, you'll go to your refrigerator door, open it up, and the light comes on, and you'll say good evening, and then just start talking?
She was laughing before he ever got to the punchline. What is that?
And if I do, I'll have somebody take my temperature.
It's really a poignant piece.
That was on the news.
Sweet
that wasn't
trip.
As painful as I thought it was.
That was no, that was great.
And they left all the good parts out where you were cussing like a sailor.
Very at home with the standard transmission. It looked
unbelievable.
Like to me. Very nice.
Did you fall in love with that?
Good Detroiter should be. Yeah, good looking ride. And how was the picnic that you crashed?
You know, they said to say hi.
Well, they're 10 seconds.
They said regards to everyone. Say hello to you, too.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
They were really great.
That was a great trip.
That was great.
Here's a look at what Karen Drew is working on.
That's enough.
Tomorrow
that's enough of that shit. Maz, what'd you think?
Oh, very nice.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was very nice.
Tom, just admit
it. Why are you being a pansy about acknowledging that that was really grim?
Okay, it wasn't. You know, it was a little fluff piece. Big deal.
Big it was deal. A lot of fluff piece.
Now, how many,
okay, aren't there better piece? Ways to honor her?
I don't know. I don't have a job. I don't know what to tell you.
What?
I don't have a job.
Well,
so you've lost your right to criticize other media people?
I can't.
That's what everybody does on Buzzboard.
I don't do it.
At 6 a.m., do you go to the refrigerator and open it up and just start talking?
But when I'm at like my kids' events and everything, I'm always doing play-by-play. I can't help myself.
Oh, my God.
Wow. turn on 6 p.m. from today.
Channel 4?
Yeah, this DMC valet story is hilarious. Well, actually, I feel sorry for this lady.
Well, I mean, she'll
be reimbursed, I suspect. I hope. When they find out this elderly man doesn't exist.
Oh, he's going to turn himself in.
I'm curious to see if you believe the elderly man story, because it seems a little preposterous to me.
They're going to pressure
him. He had the same
I don't
car,
remember.
Right?
Is this it?
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's it.
I don't remember.
We understand the woman ended up getting her car back, right? But what happened?
Yes, Carmen and Devin.
It's a cute reporter. Who's this reporter?
A police report,
Coco?
But then she says
she's
days
been
later,
for a little bit.
Premier Parking called her saying they found the vehicle, but how? And as you're about to hear, that explanation is not sitting well with Davis.
Not at all.
This is auto theft.
This is a problem.
A big problem that started last Tuesday when Chantel Davis tried getting her car the wrong back one from to Premier Parking at the DMC hospital.
The ticket was never filled out. It was never logged in.
Like the car just disappeared out of nowhere. Her thoughts?
Somebody from valet took this car.
When she got her car back from Premier almost a week later.
Look at the car when they show up.
They just scratched the car up. They joyrided for 6 days.
Sure. And it gets even worse.
Medication, glove compartment, gone. My son's birthday stuff, gone.
The $10,000 cash you had in the glove box, wink, wink,
gone.
So who had the car? Why was it missing for 6 days? And how did it all of a sudden just show up? Premier Parking, in a statement, says they gave Davis's car to the wrong person who had the same kind of Acura and ended up taking it home, calling it a, quote, highly unusual error. Davis says the told her the same thing, adding that the other customer was an elderly man.
An elderly man is going to know his car.
So Davis is still skeptical, saying Premier Parking has more explaining to do.
They are totally 110% responsible for this car.
Get Hank on that.
Did not provide
help
any
me,
information
Hank.
About how something like this would happen.
They should have had her yell, help me, Hank.
Would take someone else's car
they
without
they cut
having
that
a ticket
saved
that
it for
matches
a promo.
It. But we
hopefully.
Did also reach out to DMC, and we did not get a statement from them.
Oh.
But it's very important to note that DMC is not
nothing
connected
to, do with it.
To
yeah.
this valet company. Premier
oh, it's nice hiring a valet company that steals people's cars for your hospital.
Reporting live
that's great.
Evening,
you know, going there for chemotherapy or something, and your car gets stolen for 6 days. And they go, hey, we have nothing to do with it.
Hey.
Yes, so Davis did file a police report, but the police department also tells me that Premier never contacted them, telling them that this vehicle was found. So they are investigating this case, and we'll, of course,
true.
Have to see from this.
All right, we'll stay on top of it. Coco McAvoy reporting for us.
Yo, Coco.
Okay, maybe this is the, hold, let's see if this is the Ferndale suspended license guy. Hold on.
Coco.
It might be the next story. Fast forward a little bit.
Oh, this looks like it.
I think this is it. This is it. Yeah, it's coming right here. Wait to see this
53
dude.
53 suspensions on his driver's license. Woo! Is suspected of third-time felony
drunken
driving.
How is he getting a license?
I know.
And it was
it's ridiculous.
All caught on tape. Take a look. The car flees from police before crashing into a light pole. That's when police close in and arrest the suspect. Now, federal authorities say he stole some toiletry items from a store
Boom.
Just before he took off.
Oh!
And this is what his car looked like
piece of
after
shit.
The accident. You're looking at the suspect. It's 57-year-old James Smith, who's charged with retail fraud, fleeing, and eluding police, and of
That's
course driving with a suspect.
Oh, you got the wrong guy.
What hill?
His eyeballs are both on the far left side of his eyes.
That was a bad shot.
That was a bad shot.
Hey, can you take my picture again, please?
Maybe that was the best they could get.
Oh, no, how do you get your license unsuspended fast enough to get it resuspended 53 times?
I mean,
that means it has to be suspended and unsuspended all those times, right?
That's amazing.
They should arrest whoever gave him his license back.
He's 57 years old, so he's been driving for 41 years, and he's been suspended 53 times. That's more than once a year. That's incredible.
That's awesome.
That's a lot of fines, a lot of money.
That's just
he must
great.
Be loaded.
Did you see the other local TV news story
about
Antoinette Jameson?
Oh yeah, with Channel 2.
She's speaking out.
She's got MS, right?
Yeah, and she's leaving to speak for the pro medical marijuana group.
Good for her,
because that helped her. Yeah, yeah. But then it revealed her real last name, and it ruined the whole.
Theater
of the.
Oh no, it's a stage name.
Yeah.
What's her real name?
Jameson's her middle. I don't want to ruin it for everybody.
Oh man,
and mainly because I can't remember it.
They broke the fourth wall.
They really did. I thought it was. I thought her last name was Jameson.
On the subject of TV, Rob Walchick had a great Hall of Shame.
Awesome.
This guy. Who,
motorcycle?
Yeah, he's a like a specialty motorcycle guy.
Yeah.
And he just fucks people. Oh, my God.
And then gets mad at the people he's screwing.
Yeah, he totally gets furious with them. He claims, oh, God. You know what? If you go, that's not worth it. There's one part of this thing that I just love, but
it'll
take us 5 minutes to find it.
Where the guy claims that the other guy came back and vandalized his store in Walter.
Well, yeah, and blah, 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 blah.
He loves the blah blahs.
I like his pieces, man.
It's really good. It's really long, though. Anyway,
blah, 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 blah.
It's about like that. This guy says, okay, this guy gave him $10,000 in May to fix his motorcycle up by July so he could ride for the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Come July, it's not ready, of course. Why he paid the guy 10 grand up front, I have no idea. So he calls the guy and says, well, what's going on with the motorcycle? And he says, well, one of my employees quit. Somebody was killed by a gang, and my wife's grandmother died. And I just wanted Walter to go, wait. Your wife's grandmother died? How much did that set you back?
Yeah.
Your wife's grandmother?
Maybe 2 days.
What, a viewing and a funeral? It's not even the whole day.
Maybe 2 days.
So anyway, Walchek reveals that this guy that was killed by the gang was killed in August.
Yeah.
So he had
by July.
Yeah, he had no impact on this not being done in July. The grandmother dying, I guess.
How about the fact that the guy that paid the 10 grand wasn't allowed in the store because of lack of empathy? I've never heard of that one before.
He said, no one wants to work on your car because you have no empathy.
A lack of empathy. So then
take your parts back.
Then he demanded that bike back, and it's just a pile of
shambles.
Yeah, he wanted his bike back. The guy said, don't come into my store because no one wants to work on your bike and no one wants to see you.
So
the guy's like, well, what am I supposed to do? I want to get my bike back. So he has to get the cops to go to the shop to get his bike
disaster.
Back.
And then pieces.
Another guy that had a judgment also had to get the cops to go into the shop. The guy's a convicted felon, by the way, that runs the shop.
And he's got multiple cases against him that he's lost.
Multiple judgments that Walchek revealed. And
I like that he was arguing with the judgment, just Walchek's show.
It was
arguing with the court judge, like what was said in court.
It was absolutely ridiculous. I don't know how this guy stays in business. Why can't people just be shut down after a certain amount of judgments? This guy had three judgments, like bang, bang, bang.
Well, why do people get a license after it's been suspended 53 times?
But every time Walchek brought one up, it was like, he wouldn't wait for his bike to get fixed. Well, what about this guy? And he goes, he vandalized my store. And that's when he said, blah, 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 blah.
He did. He had an excuse for every single client.
By the way, word has just come in that Marlins man will not be at Game 7.
What? Oh.
It'll be the first World Series he has missed in 5 years.
We have Marlon Mann's number, don't we?
We should, yeah.
Let's call him and find out what's going on.
He says his decision has to do with his safety.
Oh, shut up. Like,
that's what he's saying.
Safety.
Oh, like people are just out to kill Marlon's man.
Marlon's man is fearing for his life.
Who does he think? He's like he's the president or something. Come on, he's a fucking guy that gets front row seats to a lot of games. Get over yourself, Marlon.
Remember
Marlins,
on that fight with Zach Hempel?
That's right.
Dumbest baseball fight in history.
I think maybe this is the reason that he fears for his safety. It was a tweet he put out.
Oh, what a piece of shit city. Good comments are a huge minority, and the terrible reputation of Indians fans is well-deserved. Oh, wow.
Marlins man, fearing for his life.
Oh, come on.
Did Joey have a phone number for that McNabb lady?
He was looking for it.
I thought he showed me that he had a number. Hey, Joey?
Yo.
Did you have a number for that McNabb chick?
Yeah.
Oh, let's ring her up. I know we kind of passed the story, but I saw when you we sort of moved on, but I think it'd be wonderful to find out about her love for Quame.
Are we calling Marlins man too?
I mean, yeah, we should call Marlins man right after her. Mm. What do you think the percentage chance it's her, Joe?
Well, it says she's 22.
Let me get on the megaphone.
It says she's 22, so the chances are higher than you would think because maybe she's still up at this time of night.
Thank you, Joe.
No Come problem. On, Yolanda. Stay with me, babe.
However you want to justify it, Joe.
Hoping.
Did you say how old she was in the story? I'm trying to remember.
No.
Okay.
She sounded old in the story. Yolanda Her comments sounded old.
She sounded
I think it'd be fascinating to talk to any Yolanda McNabb myself.
Is this like a Harris poll?
The last Yolanda we talked to was Yolanda from Red Bank, New Jersey.
Yes, I remember.
She rocks.
She hated Brian Williams.
I know.
Well, he was making fun of all their gay bars and a lot of shit he was getting into there, trying to trash the city.
That she didn't know existed.
That didn't exist.
Crazy. Oh, what? Didn't?
May not.
Made up something like that.
I didn't know Marlon's man's name was Lawrence Levy.
Oh, God.
I had no idea.
Should legally change it to Marlon's man.
Once again, the fourth wall is broken. It's like finding out Bozo's name when he was coming to town to sign autographs for people like Maz. Did you go get his autograph, man?
No, but Mark promised he was going to get it for
him. Oh, that's right. I had no plans of ever going.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
There's a Yolanda McNabb who is older here, it looks like, as well. And
Hey, let me get the megaphone, Joe.
She's a huge Michigan fan, Mark.
Oh, right. Immediate.
But how's that revealed?
Her profile picture has a, you know, the black owl.
Oh, okay. I thought there was in the story somewhere.
And she works at Blue Cross Blue Shield. This looks like more like it. Let me see if I can dig her up, because the other one said she was 22, and so this one looks more like it.
Do you think it's too late to call Yolanda McNabb?
No.
No.
Okay. Ever.
Voicemail for Marlon's man.
Voicemail for, yeah, that's good. I don't even remember his real name, even though Drew just said it 3 minutes ago.
Lawrence Levy.
Damn it!
He's probably in the streets of Cleveland right now,
getting beat up.
Getting beaten.
So I assume he didn't go to game six.
Yeah,
I didn't see him at all.
I haven't seen him in this World
Series. Yeah, I didn't see him in Chicago.
The World Series.
You know what? He was not in Chicago. I think he was at the Indians, though, the first time around.
I didn't see him.
For game one or two?
Yeah.
Oh, is that when he tweeted that out about being shit city?
I might have been. Did you notice how many Cubs fans were there tonight?
Oh, yeah, they sounded like a ton.
Oh, God.
Why not?
Well, I felt that way for game one. I remember we were talking about that, but I think there was way more this time.
Well, I read something today about how tickets are so cheap in Cleveland, at least Chicago fans consider them so cheap, because Wrigley was like, you know, $3,000-$4,000, and all of a sudden you can go to game six for $1,200.
Did you see the part of the game where they showed all the celebrities in the stands?
Today, did they do that?
Yeah.
I missed it.
So, of course, Bill Murray was there, and then Drew Carey for the Indians, and all the Cavs came over after the game. And then Al Roker.
Al Roker?
Apparently he's from Cleveland.
Oh, God.
Al Roker.
They should have left him out.
Is that not
that dilutes the celebrity pile, in my opinion.
What a massive waste of a ticket.
Ugh.
Al fucking Roker. And then,
I don't like him at all, by the way. I think he's a dick.
I am not a fan.
I've never liked him. We had a run in.
I like them fat.
Such a hard on for Billy Bush. It was like, why is he piling Billy Bush? It's like he's jealous of him.
Wasn't he nicer when he was fatter?
Yeah, I liked him better fat, definitely.
His daughter.
He's meant to be fat. I mean, he changed nature.
His daughter works on the Today Show.
Nepotism.
His wife does too. His wife works for NBC.
Total nepotism.
Anyway, so, and then the last one they show was Eddie Vedder sitting with Chelios.
No way. Eddie Vedder with Chelly?
Yeah, they were sitting there chatting away just in the stands, like no box, no nothing.
Well, we could call Chelly.
He's probably
so hammered right now.
Oh, let's call him.
Oh boy.
Drew,
I hate to do that.
He can hand the phone to Eddie.
He's having a good time. He's in Cleveland.
Call him.
Let's call Patricia McNabb first. No?
No.
Yolanda McNabb. Are you serious? Joey has a smile on the face. I feel like something else happened.
Hey, last time,
you calling Chelly?
Last time you texted Chelly, did he write you back?
No.
He didn't never write you back?
He wrote me back the first time and said, yeah, he was up for it on the off day.
Why don't you just send him
a text?
I
texted him on the off day and it was like, no. I didn't hear anything.
Just call him.
Text him.
Don't text.
Let's just call him.
What do you need, a red pen?
I could text. Should I text him?
Yeah. No, don't text.
Well,
just call.
But I was going to say call because that comes from a totally different number. You know, he might just pick it up on.
He's going to see a Detroit number,
yeah,
Michigan number,
but it won't be your number.
I don't think. He's
Wait, oh, off.
Calls.
That's right. It'll be off the other.
So if he doesn't answer,
as if no one will tell him that here's this.
Well, can we all agree? Anybody listening, do not tell Chelios it was us.
All right.
Yeah, and we're going to find out so fast that he knows.
Well, good. Then that means we got to talk to him.
We're going to voicemail, but let's try it. What the fuck?
He could be back in the hotel room he's sharing with Eddie Vedder.
I doubt that.
What? You don't think? I mean, they're tight on
Chelly occupancy. Chelly is so at the bar right now.
They're tight on occupancy in Cleveland.
The Red Wings are putting him up tonight.
They have.
How come he's not on the Red Wing bench for tomorrow night's game?
He took the day off.
Duh.
He's going to miss game seven tomorrow. Red Wings are playing.
Yeah, I think he put in for a day off.
Oh, he did? He got a day off? He called Doc of Rock and got his day off? I think we're going to the World Series.
That was the lamest, most arrogant
moment of your life.
Possibly.
Hey, by the way, just a quick sports note. How bad were the Vikings last night?
No one won.
No sports moments. No,
now the Lions are
6-point
underdogs to them.
No, I have a sports moment.
No. What's yours, Mark?
The first college
Michigan
football playoff rankings came out.
I got it.
I was not surprised.
Bama,
Michigan,
Clemson, Michigan, Texas
A&M. Sports podcast.
I can't believe Washington was fifth.
Yeah. You don't want to talk about the college football players?
Stop it, I'm going to hit this man up. I know how to get him to stop. Can you believe what Virginia Tech was in the top 25? Okay.
This is Meet the Knicks tonight.
It's not a sports podcast. We talked about the World Series plenty. This
play
is
Brooklyn
a, this,
tomorrow.
No, I'm reluctant to call it Chelly.
But it's Michigan.
Although it's not a sport. It's not a sports angle. It's Chelly, the World Series with Eddie Vedder.
By the way, I had no idea who Eddie Vedder sang for.
Oh my God.
I had to look him up to see why are people fussing over this guy.
Yeah. God, you're the worst.
Last time Maz heard Pearl Jam, he declared he hated Pearl Jam and got pounded on email. Got pounded on Twitter, right? He
called it noise.
Noise! Why is everyone making fuss over this guy? So I looked him up.
Shelly's going, who the fuck is this? I don't know. I'm not going to get it.
Hello?
Oh, no. It's just ringing in his pocket. He doesn't know.
The voicemail box of...
It's not set up yet.
Got to give him a Trump goodbye. Hey, Chelly, it's Drew from Drew and Mike. We're recording the podcast after the World Series Game 6. We just had a wild hair that maybe you were up and maybe having a beer or something. You might give us 5 minutes, but have fun, man.
Game 7.
Well,
they stretched
back, man.
It to Game 7, baby.
Yeah, if you get a chance, text me. Well, you got my number on your phone, I think, because you texted me. I'll text you tomorrow.
See you.
Sorry about it, Chelly.
Call his number back, Chelly.
That, too. That's Maz, by the way.
Hey, how are you, man?
And Mark.
I got your book.
You know Chelly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
See you.
I just picture it like sitting on a table at the bar just ringing.
He just turned it off.
And then Eddie looks over and goes, I don't know who that is. And Eddie turns it off instead of answering it.
Text him.
That's how I'm playing it.
Because Chelly's at the bar?
He's
text
taking a piss.
Text him, Drew, for the hell of it.
I would text him.
All right. I'll do it.
So, Tom, you really have no idea who Pearl Jam is?
No, I couldn't tell you one of their songs.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, you hated their music. We only played
Well, you
like
tried. You just played
it
for me just to let me know. Maybe you had to know this song. I'm like, I probably do know it, but I didn't know they did it. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I'm really not sorry.
Jay, I bet you he'll like Last Kiss.
Yeah, that'd be his favorite Pearl Jam song for sure.
Isn't that a remake, though?
Yeah, it's why Tom will like it. Because it's quite possibly my... Well, I've talked about this before.
It's your least favorite one?
Eat it.
Okay, then play your favorite one for me.
No, I'm trying to... Because
you'll like his least favorite.
Exactly.
Well, you guys really know me.
What's the one song you think out of all the Pearl Jam songs...
Here, take the mic. I'll go on the megaphone.
What's the one Pearl Jam song you think Maz would know?
Let me think about it.
I think it would be Even Flow.
I used to love this song.
I think he might have...
Back in the day...
This version or the real one?
The real one, but this is a pretty good version, too. Pretty good.
I hate it. Tom's getting into it.
Yeah. That's Eddie? That's Chad.
I bet you I know what song he'll know. Do you know Daughter?
I don't know.
Or Yellow Ledbetter. I don't know.
No, he won't know Yellow. God, no, he won't know Yellow Ledbetter. Try Daughter, Jake. Can you try Daughter for him?
Better Man. He might know Better Man. That's a pretty well-known song, isn't it?
Which one is this?
When he starts singing.
This is Daughter?
Yeah.
So far, I have no clue.
Yeah, when he gets to the hook. Breakfast table and otherwise empty. You hate it? You hate it, don't you?
I don't hate it.
Not the best quality.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the quality's pretty good.
You've never heard this song?
No. Did they get to the chorus yet?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. This one's gonna be good.
This is the hook.
Yeah, I think I heard this a couple of times.
See, I know you've heard Alive, but you wouldn't like it. It's too much noise or even
noise.
Or black.
Yeah, we played a few Pearl Jam songs on 105.1. We were just goofing around one day, and he hated it, despised it, and ripped him a new ass.
By the way, that's my mother's room number at the hospital, 105.1.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How's she doing, Maz?
Oh, the irony.
Yeah, you believe that? She's doing just okay.
We discussed her off the podcast, correct?
She's hurting.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
She's hurting.
She fell and broke her hip.
How's Sammy doing?
Sam is a wreck. He's a nervous wreck.
He's a wreck about her, right?
Yeah.
No, I understand totally. My dad's going through. Well, so my dad is the one that's ill, and his better half. Oh boy, she's got it tough because she's having to stay with him all the time, day. If she's not at the hospital or at the she's at a kind of a assisted living kind of place. Sure. If she's not there, he feels like she's abandoning him. Yeah. Makes her feel bad, and she's trying to get on with doing some other things. Yeah, it's a bitch. I feel terrible about the whole thing. Ugh. Today's November 1st.
All Saints Day.
It is All Saints Day?
Did you fulfill your holy day of obligation today?
I did. I went this morning, 8:30.
Good man, man. Are you praying for us, I hope?
I do. I always pray for you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
My girls were there. It's an all-school mass, so I like to go. And my girls were altar serving.
Altar servers?
It's always prideful.
Boy, that church really gone down.
What is going on with that church, Mass?
It's a great church.
Girls do that stuff?
Of course.
I was getting into This Day in Rock.
Oh, I love
November
these.
The first. Yeah, you might dig it, Mass. There are a couple things you might know about. So here we go. This Day in Rock.
It's like I'm a special kid.
What a bad kid.
Mass might know this.
We're trying to mainstream Tom Massaway.
We've tried for years.
We brought him in on the short bus. We're mainstreaming broadcasters. It's really questionable. They're just not sure the public will stay with the program anymore. But 1964 on November 1st, the Dave Clark Five were on Ed Sullivan.
Yeah.
Ed says he much prefers them to his previous British guests who were the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones, he said, were not his favorites. He called Dave Clark Five nice, neat boys.
I had an album from the Dave Clark Five.
What's your favorite song, Glad All Over?
I couldn't tell you the names of the songs, to be honest with you.
You know Glad All Over.
Yeah, I'm sure I do.
1967.
I always hear Martina to Never to Love.
Oh yeah, that's right. The parody. The
parody song.
The Beatles were finishing recording their new single "Hello Goodbye" on this day in '67. Yes. When McCartney completed his second bass line, they were done. "I Am the Walrus," by the way, was the B side.
Wow,
the B side.
There you go. We talk about their 45s that they.
I know.
Amazing.
Two great songs.
And you know the next one was "Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields."
Wow.
And
that was on the Apple label at that time?
Yet Apple. But we will get to that. Because Apple comes up in this day in history somehow.
Wow.
I was pissed when I saw that green Apple on the 45s.
Why?
Because I was used to the Capitol logo.
Oh, the yellow and orange?
Yeah.
Logos change.
What about... Wait, was it Paperback Writer and Rain? I always thought Rain was such a great song. John Lennon started getting all the B-sides the last 4 years of the Beatles. 1968 on this day, George Harrison released his first solo album, which was actually it was a soundtrack for a movie called Wonderwall.
That wasn't My Sweet Lord yet, right?
Nope. 2 years earlier. The Beatles were still together. Right. It was Wonderwall music on the Apple label, one of the first things Apple put out. It was mostly instrumentals with a lot of guests like Eric Clapton, Ringo Starr, and Peter Tork played banjo on it.
Peter Tork of the Monkees?
Sounds about right.
Yes. Wow. But the most interesting thing about Wonderwall music is that Oasis's Wonderwall was a tip of the cap to Wonderwall music. And I don't understand that because the song Wonderwall sounds like it's about a chick.
Nobody really even knows what it means.
No, that's true. There's a lot of discussion.
Tom, do you like
that.
Oasis?
I really couldn't tell you anything about them.
He might not hate Oasis. I don't know if he'd like
Oasis.
Do
you know the song Wonderwall?
Only if I heard it, maybe.
Easily their best known.
Only if I've heard it, maybe.
1969, Elvis is number one on the singles charts for the last time. Any idea what his last number one single
rising,
was?
Temperature Rising, I thought it was.
For Elvis?
Temperature Rising?
Yeah. I thought it was... Temperature Rising. I thought that one was the latest, and that was in the early 70s.
It's not called Temperature Rising, is it?
Burning Love?
That was number one. Reach number one.
What was it called, that song?
Burning Love, wasn't it?
Hunka Hunka Burning Love. I said Hunka Hunka Burning
Love. I don't think that was the song.
Are you thinking of Kentucky Rain? Kentucky Rain, you fall into?
In the ghetto.
Wasn't that? And his mama cried.
Wasn't that a late number one hit?
That was a late hit, and it wasn't number one, though.
Damn it.
What's the name of this song? Burning Love, okay. What year? 70?
Well, you refuse to believe me, man.
God, he is like.
Is this 70?
He has special needs when it comes to music.
Tell me this is like 70 or 71.
Hold him five times.
72, maybe.
Oh, man. I saw the cover of that Elvis 1 that they put out in around 2000. When we get done with this day in history, Jay, I want to hear a little less conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
All right, so hold on, Drew. You're going to tell me that this is 73. This didn't chart?
No, it was not number one. It was a top 10, but it was not number one.
Really?
Elvis's last number one on this day in 1969 was Suspicious Minds.
Oh, God, that's a great song.
It is. The King was really
That might be album. His best song.
Phenomenal.
It's really good. Well, you know, the early ones are so trite.
Yeah.
In
corny,
my opinion.
Corny.
Yeah, cornball. So he didn't write any of them.
The Beatles were as well.
Oh, awesome.
I don't think they were as trite, but some of them were trite.
Boy, he was good.
Number one in the UK, by the way, the same day Elvis is number one in the US, was the Archie Sugar Sugar.
Look at that.
Which was number one for 8 weeks.
Isn't that great how it came up when I was here? Look at that.
Hey.
Sugar Sugar.
The biggest one-hit wonder in UK history. 1971, Sly and the Family Stone canceled a show when Sly is a no-show. In fact, of the 120 shows Sly and the Family Stone did in 70 and 71.
Let me guess. He was a no-show for about 119 of them.
Close.
He OD'd.
He missed 38 out of 120 in those 2 years.
Is Sly coming tonight? I don't know.
One of every three.
Such a nut. Remember that story about him when he appeared at the Grammys?
Oh, that was wild.
He wouldn't do any, like, they didn't even know if he was going to show up, and he literally pulled up 5 minutes before going on stage and just went on stage.
Yeah, and he just played the keyboards, and I don't even think he was singing, or his mic wasn't on or something.
He probably never got mic'd up, probably didn't have time to get mic'd up.
That was so bizarre. He looked so weird, too. George Harrison plays his first U.S. show of his only North American tour on this day in 74. It was a disaster. His voice was hoarse, and also he changed lyrics to the Beatles, a couple of the Beatles songs he did, adding like Hare Krishna stuff.
Really?
It was bizarre. Ugh. 75, the Carpenters canceled a show on November the 1st due to Karen's deteriorating health. So,
let me tell you something about the Carpenters. They were phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
They were phenomenal. You might not like them.
They were not phenomenal.
I don't have a problem with
them. She's phenomenal.
But I would never describe them as phenomenal.
I would never describe them.
Great. How many number ones did they have?
If you really like, if you like that kind of sappy music, yeah, they're cool.
Okay. Well, look how many number ones they had.
I had a couple.
No, more than a couple.
I'm not calling them phenomenal.
Well, they were.
This is what I can't.
She's awesome.
Of all the things about Maz that are the most difficult for me to reconcile is his taste in music is so fucking bad.
I think your music's bad. How about that?
But you're almost the same age as I am.
Okay.
I would think we'd have more, like Mark and I have a lot of music in common. You and I have none in common.
I'm sorry for you.
I feel sorry for you.
Right. We like the Beatles together, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Love the Beatles, man.
We like but the Osmonds.
You're just not a rocker, Maz. You're not a rocker.
No, I'm not a rocker. We like the Osmonds.
The Osmonds. Please tell me you're kidding.
Oh, you know I like them.
I did not know that.
Yes.
It's worse than I thought.
Before.
The Osmonds. Wouldn't what song of the Osmonds do you like?
One Bad Apple?
Oh, no. Would you buy, if you saw Osmond's Greatest Hits on sale for like $5, would you buy it?
Sure. Sure. I have Apple Music. I can just download it.
I'm trying to think some other shitty music.
Give me your
shitty. What is the shittiest music I can find out that Maz actually likes?
I love it or not.
The shittiest music? Well, Orleans.
Oh, Still the One. You love Still the One.
Yeah.
Orleans, Toto, all those guys. They're great.
Toto? I didn't know anyone liked Toto.
Well, everybody awesome. Likes Africa. Like, you know, the song Africa.
I know, but I never drew
Donnie. Here's Donnie. Something
else. Oh, God.
This song
He's like 9 years old singing.
This song was number one for months.
I know, because 10-year-olds bought it.
How about Menudo? Did you like Menudo?
They had a couple of good songs.
Okay, how about Ricky Martin?
I like Ricky Martin. I did.
If you think
Loca.
Of some shitty music was popular, he'll like it. I guarantee it. I just can't think of any.
How about Lou Bega?
Lou Bega?
Mambo number 5.
I have that.
Wait, how about Right Said Fred? I'm too sexy for...
Yeah, that was one song.
Did you know they were
gay?
You
like it, though, don't you?
Did you know they were gay?
Of course you do.
Yeah. I didn't know until you guys told me.
That was the first, my first experience of what gay was.
No, it wasn't the last time I was wasn't on last it? Week. You
or no,
about...
no, I'm thinking. Yeah, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah, Frankie
saying,
Goes
right,
to Hollywood.
Fred, that's right.
Relax. Yeah, you like that song?
I confuse both.
Relax. I love Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you were in the clubs. You were yeah, running clubs at the time.
When Tom wants to
club
come.
Music.
Boom, boom. When Tom wants to come.
What other crappy artists don't you hate? Well, Barry, you hate Barry Manilow, right?
Oh, yeah. You love Barry Manilow.
Yeah, I love Barry. Yeah.
Good God. I mean, somebody's buying those records. I've thought of that many times. Like, there are people whose home you go into, and they have stacks of Barry Manilow records and CDs and stacks of Toto and stacks of all these bands.
See if you remember this one.
I wish my friend Mark was here to give you the discography.
Of who?
Of Toto and how many people, how many songs that they have run... How many songs that they guys have played on? Michael Jackson's Thriller, Billie Jean, all these guys. Steve Lukather is a great guitarist.
Oh, Jeff Beccaro.
Jeff Beccaro.
I know.
Those are all Toto guys.
They were studio guys, weren't they?
Yeah, I don't know how you guys trash a band that's
been trash. They had a couple good songs. I just never dreamed anyone bought their albums. But they obviously did because they sold albums.
Sing it, Barry.
You love this song. I know you do.
I do like it. It's not my favorite, Barry. Mandy by
Jay's
far
got Arista's
favorite.
Disco out. Okay, enough.
I listen to Studio 54 radio.
Marvin Gaye Sr. suspended to a suspended 6-year sentence on this day in 1984 for killing his son, Marvin Gaye Jr. The RIAA introduced guidelines for parental advisories on this day in 2000 for labels on records.
Tipper Gore.
And our podcast is labeled.
Wait, what
now.
Year?
2000. It was talked about in the late 80s, but
yeah.
They never came to conclusion on the actual labels themselves.
I mean, the big thing was D. Snyder. Remember D.
Oh,
Snyder?
Yeah. Yeah, and Frank Zappa.
Yeah, in front of Congress.
2002, police arrest a gang who had planned to kidnap Victoria Beckham and her two kids and demand $5 million in ransom, but they were arrested by the cops before it happened.
Wow.
I wonder if,
wasn't a good plan,
if they would have paid the $5 million.
Did you like the Spice Girls, Tom?
Yeah, they were nice.
I knew you liked that. 2004, Terry Knight.
I didn't mind.
Terry Knight in 2004, he was 61 years old. Grand Funk's longtime manager was murdered by his daughter's boyfriend, who was, I guess, trying to hurt his daughter, and he stepped in and got stabbed and killed.
Wait, who?
Terry Knight, Grand Funk's manager.
Oh, manager.
Yeah.
So once again, I reverted back to Homer.
Remember Terry Jacks, Seasons in the Sun?
I know you love that song.
That's a great song.
2007.
Sad,
this is a funny story. 500 people in North Dakota who were all had arrest warrants were invited to meet Ozzy Osbourne. One of those roundups, you know.
Yeah.
30 of them showed up.
Oh,
of course,
man.
Ozzy was not there.
Yeah.
All arrested and taken to jail. But
did Ozzy meet him?
No. Ozzy had a shit fit. Ozzy was furious. He thought it was, you know, terribly unfair to use his name to round up these bad guys. Not to mention his fans.
Listen to Terry Jacks.
Yes, this is such a piece of shit.
Terry jacks off.
This was a sad song. Hit number one, though.
I'm trying to think of some really bad songs when I was growing up that you like.
We're just seasons out of time.
How about A Little Less Conversation from McCain?
How about Starlight?
Pop,
the mashup.
For me. He's telling us.
Did you like Afternoon Delight?
I love that.
Oh, Starlight Vocal Band. You like that song?
I loved it.
Oh, God.
Why are you shaking your head at disgustingly?
I'm not shaking it disgustingly. It's more, of course you did.
I just can't believe how can our music taste be so far apart?
No, this is a live version.
Oh, the band actually played this live. How funny.
It's terrible.
Would you go to Starland Vocal Band concert if they were playing live?
No.
I'd rather hear them play it in Anchorman.
Anchorman, yeah. Or or in PCU.
Hey, Jay, do they have A Little Less Conversation? Was it in there? Is that on YouTube?
Do you remember it on
I saw you had the album up, the Elvis ones.
Do you remember it on PCU? When they locked the board of the university.
Oh, that's right.
Played it over and over and over and drove them nuts.
Oh, God. Big Mariah Carey news coming up.
Ooh.
Get your paws off that mask.
I like that.
I know. She looks good.
You did those right.
Very good.
Excellent song. Excellent.
Is this the one for Ocean's 11 or whatever version?
Well, the original didn't have all this funky drums in it.
It's the Lou's voice sounds so far away.
Got more echo on it.
The music is like playing over him, crowding him out. You guys didn't get into the that HBO show I love. What was the one, Mark, that the record label?
Oh, Vinyl?
Yeah, Vinyl.
I did not like Vinyl.
I loved it. And it didn't get picked up, so obviously you win. But nonetheless, they had one scene. One whole show was these guys trying to get Elvis to sign.
Oh, really?
With their record album.
Who played Elvis?
I don't know who played him, but he played him beautifully.
Really?
And they had to get by Colonel Tom. And this guy,
Parker?
Yeah, the guy that they made Colonel out like he was a real
asshole.
Real
he
son
took 50%.
Yeah. And you had to get by him, and it was tough.
Elvis didn't tour Europe because the Colonel couldn't get a passport because he had a felony. That's why Elvis never toured Europe. Can you believe that?
Oh, I love the look. Is it the Looking Glass?
God, I bet you like Ride Captain Ride by...
Love Ride Captain Ride. Ride Captain Ride.
All right, I'm declaring end to Maz's Bad Music Fest.
All I hear is Bill Murray here.
Yeah, me too. She works.
This is Brandy.
I've got big Mariah Carey news that will blow your mind.
Like her
in line. Say Brandy. You're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. All right. Here's the news on Mariah Carey.
Jam that, man.
She is on Instagram with a short and predictably sassy clip of herself sporting a busty costume complete with striking claw-embellished gloves, exposing her prominent cleavage. Mariah seen running a hand across a wooden tabletop while offering a camera. While offering the camera a shot of her cleavage, she's trying to make her ex jealous, apparently.
Yeah.
This comes amid reports she finalized her divorce from ex-husband Nick Cannon just days before the split from her fiancé, James Packer, the billionaire. TMZ says the pair have agreed to joint custody of their twins, both five. Here's the incredible part of the deal, though. Neither star will pay the other child support, even though Mariah has $500 million and Nick Cannon has something like 30 or 40 million. So there's this giant divergence, and yet she's been with James Packer for 6 months, has no kids, and they're not married, and she wants $50 million.
How much does she have?
$520 million.
Come on. She's no way she has that kind of money.
Man, she's got a ton of hits.
Huge.
You don't think she's blown through all of that money already?
I don't know. Maybe she has, because she wants all James Packer's money. Meanwhile, there was no hint of the storm ahead of James and Mariah's relationship troubles in Greece, written just under a month before their big bust-up. The Australian tycoon sent emotion-filled emails to the singer, which were obtained by TMZ. Gee, who do you think gave them to TMZ? Can you believe this bitch? What a bitch, and she never slept with the guy.
I know. Well,
she didn't sleep with who?
Allegedly Packer.
Oh, please.
Well, no.
How happy is Derek Jeter?
That's right. He tapped it.
Yeah, that was he was one of her first.
He hit and ran.
She was one of her first.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he hit and ran. I mean, he did the smart thing.
But no matter what, he was always going to be after Tommy Mottola.
Oh, God.
Gross.
He never got it. She probably never slept with him.
Did Eminem nail her, too?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He says he did. She denies it. She slept with him. There's no way.
Of course.
James not only professes his love, but calls Mariah MCP, the initials for Mariah Carey Packer. Some emails and website reports were even sent just days before the trip to Greece. On one email, James wrote, "I'm in love with you and can't wait to get married and be together forever."
There's a dork.
Listen to this. Speaking of dork, I can't believe she's going to marry this dork. "There's a song I'm listening to now that's got lots of meanings, and I hope it makes you smile. When you get caught between the moon and New York City, best you can do is fall in love."
Christopher Cross.
Arthur's theme. It's a fucking Arthur's theme he's quoting.
I love
Arthur. Oh, no, you don't.
I love it.
No, you can't love Arthur's theme, man.
I love it.
Oh, no.
You like Chris Cross?
I love it.
That might be the worst one.
Christopher Cross is awesome.
Strong Vocal Band's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Christopher Cross is awesome.
I bet you there's more Chris Cross songs that he knows than Starlight Vocal Band, right?
Starlight Vocal, I only know the one, Afternoon Delight.
But you know multiple Christopher Cross.
Oh, God, yes.
Ride Like the Wind.
Love
Jay, please
like
don't play
wind.
Every song he thinks of.
How could you not like this song?
This song sucks. It's a piece of shit. It's pablum.
It is
what?
Pablum.
It's sappy pablum.
What's pablum?
Just
bullshit.
Pablum, like baby food.
Yeah, nothing.
Just gish.
Yeah.
You keep listening to your crap, and I'll listen to mine.
Oh, happy to listen to my crap.
What do you like about that song?
What's to not like? It's a fun song. Let it play.
What's to not like?
It's a fun song.
I picture Arthur riding in the chauffeur, in the limo.
That's why.
Oh, so you like the movie.
It reminds me of the movie. Yeah.
So any song that reminds you of a good movie that you like the song, no matter whether you would like the instrumentation or the singing?
I love Tootsie's theme from Tootsie.
Wait, who does a theme from Tootsie?
What's that?
What is that? Who does it?
Stephen Bishop.
Wait, is it On and On?
Yes.
That's it?
No,
God,
that's
the worst song.
No, it's one of them. Now, he sings that as well, but no, Stephen Bishop.
Okay, James is referring to the Oscar-winning song Arthur's Theme by Chris Cross, which was the theme for the 81 film Arthur.
Christopher Cross.
In another email with a subject line, "Will you marry me soon, MCP, please?" Smiley face. He continues to profess his love. "All my love, laughter, light, respect, and appreciation and admiration. Thank you, my fiance and soulmate."
Why does he want to get married so bad?
He sounds like such a sack, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, it was a song he liked.
Yeah. The email services Mariah reportedly demanded a form of a bow by her mansion in Los Angeles as part of her alleged $50 million settlement. Mariah's demanding James continue to pay off the remainder of the Calabasas, California rental home together. She's also demanding James take care of her next move in real estate as part of negotiations. He should pay for her next mansion.
Wow.
It's believed the pop diva is making demands because she lost wages from canceling the South American leg of her sweet, sweet fantasy tour and blames James for forcing her to uproot her life and move to Los Angeles for him.
Oh, but nobody made you do that.
No, she did it on her own. Part of the reason for this demand is that Mariah lost wages from canceling. Oh, yeah, it's okay. Her demands don't just stop there, as the brunette beauty also wants the Australian tycoon to give her $50 million and buy her a new mansion in New York City. Plus, she wants to keep, no, she's announced she's keeping the $10 million engagement ring.
How did he make his money?
I don't know. He's a billionaire, though, by all accounts.
I don't know.
Of course Mariah wants money, but she's not getting $50 million. There's no negotiations about money because they haven't spoken since the split. The singer was ordered out of the lavish Calabasas estate they shared after the couple broke up in Greece, but she refused to leave. She now wants a new L.A.-based home along with a significant payout because she uprooted her kid. You know all this shit. God, she's a nutcase.
She sure is.
Oh, meanwhile, Mariah seems to be doing her best at moving on, hitting the town several times this week alone, many times in front of tabloid reporters. Which she must be calling them, don't you think?
Yeah.
Been spotted dining with friends at some of L.A.'s fanciest restaurants and had her choreographer and backing dancer, Brian Tanaka, in tow.
That's the one Packer kicked out of the casino, right? Yeah.
That is the one that left James jealous. Website claimed the businessman used his status to get him banned from Caesar's Palace, where the songstress has a residency.
what a baby. These two are perfect for each other.
They are. She's still wearing her $10 million engagement ring, albeit on her right hand now.
Oh, well, she's never going to give that ring back.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, we're not going to have time for a whole lot of other stuff we get into, but it's late. And tomorrow's game 7, so...
I'll have to show you the John Daly stuff, too. There's
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, have a good one. That's sorry it. About only one part.
Well, you got something else, Tom?
Oh, to hear some more music.
Oh, God, no. No more music.
Any other sports you want to throw out there?
No!
I covered it
all. No, we're done.
Pistons beat the Knicks
tonight.
LeBron had 2 air balls tonight.
Wings at the Flyers tomorrow.
Lions got a corner that was about to be cut.
Don't cut. Jay, don't cut it.